Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys,
welcome back to the Jalty Podcast.
We are back with another episode, you guys. Happy October. We have finally made it to spooky season.
Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time it is for you. We hope you are having a great day. If you're driving in the morning, hope you have a safe drive. And if you're watching this at home, chilling, eating, we hope you have a great dinner.
It is good vibes because I am wearing a camel hoodie to give you guys as many fall vibes as ever possible. Although I am roasting in this freaking hoodie. It is so hot, you guys. We are going through a heat wave. If you're in California, you know it has been 100 degrees this entire week and it's going to continue to be. So,
but it's literally going to change very soon. So you better take all the heat. Now, it is September.
It's October, but yeah.
Oh, shoot. October 1st, baby.
And it's 100 degrees. Has it always been like this?
I don't know. Growing up, I feel like where I lived, I don't know. I think it's just California. It just goes, you have three seasons every day.
It's really odd because I know spring is like that, but I don't remember fall being this hot. I'm telling you guys, it was 101 today. 101.
It's global warming, bro.
You think that's what
it is? I swear, if caveman existed today, they'd be like, holy, I can't even adapt to this anymore.
Yeah, it's really, really hot nowadays. I have my pumpkin. I know you guys are going to hate to see me coming with these pumpkins for the next like 5 years.
I got that mine one, too.
Okay, but that one's really out of shape because just living with men means that you can't have anything nice. And he will sit on it like if it's a pillow and now it's all deformed.
I want to have like a couple's talk. Like if you live with your partner, did you realize like, damn, this guy is not clean at all, or he's not what he was when I first expected?
I don't think it has to do with like them not being clean or not what you expected. I think it's just boys are naturally, I think, more unorganized. But that depends also, babe, because there's men that are really organized.
I feel like military men are super organized because when they go to boot camp, they have to wake up at like 5 a.m. And then I think every week they have like a checkup on when the sergeant comes and checks their rooms.
But that's keeping a room clean. That's very different than, I don't know, having a fridge organization or putting your keys in a special place so you don't lose it.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe they have like a clean room and then a dirty house.
Yeah, so I don't know if, I think it has to be a universal men thing. But at the same time, I'm sure there's girls who also don't really care to have the organization. I guess it could just be both and you just don't know. But I think it's more men because a lot of girls will go on TikTok and just like confide with each other on these situations. And they'll be like, it feels good to not be alone. So
what I do admire about Nat is that whenever we do have arguments about like cleaning and like certain things around the house, if she's wrong, she'll like admit it. I just have to prove the point to where she's wrong. But whenever she's wrong, she knows. And she's like, okay, true. Like, yeah, you proved
which never happens.
It happens once in a while.
You guys, I am so glad that you brought this up, Jacob Macias. I've been dying to talk about this, okay? Let me put my hair behind my ears. Hold on.
Sorry. I don't have a headset on I broke mine the other day, sadly.
Are you? What?
Okay, before we get into whatever you were going to talk about, not this podcast we're filming right now, but the one before, we were like scrambling to get everything set up because I don't know what we had to do later on the day. I grabbed, like, it wasn't a bunch of junk, my headset. So I was trying to pull it, and I was, like, raging. So I just pulled it, not knowing it was a skinny wire. Pulled it. The headset came out, but the other part of the wire didn't. So I broke the wire.
Do you see what happens when you're unorganized?
Yep.
This is the product of being unorganized. You guys, this is not the first time that Jacob does this, okay? This is what happened with his dresser. He raged because his dresser was overfilling, so he kicked the drawer and broke the dresser in the back. Wait, that sounds like a red flag. He's usually not violent, I swear.
I have patience when it comes to you and the two dogs. Aside from that, my patience is very little.
But it's honestly the product, if it isn't the consequences of your own actions.
Yeah, I know,
actions,
it is all my fault. All like, I'm a very messy person.
It really is, because with the whole dresser situation, guys, when I saw this happen, it's so funny because I can already see the cord thing happening. He just raged at the beginning of this podcast right now. Like, he literally got the camera and was borderline throwing it in the trash. And it's so funny when he does it because it's all your own problems. Like, you cause the problems and then you get upset to the point where you'll break a headset.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wait,
it's
that's
bad.
A red flag. Am I red blind? Flag?
You might be blind, dude. You might be dating someone very dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right? But you know what? You're only violent when it comes to inanimate objects.
But you know what they say? Like, whenever someone's hot, you just see through the red flag. So I think that's what's happening.
I think that's why I never see through them. I'm just kidding.
You always call them out. That was a good one.
You guys, so it was kind of just... Wait, I just realized that you didn't have a headset. Anyway, moving forward from that. What was I ranting about before you interrupted?
So we were talking about cleaning, and then you were going to say something, and then you moved your ear.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. No, we were talking about how I am never wrong. So I am going to bring this point up. And by the time you guys are watching this podcast, we have uploaded the new Draddly video, which is a fall date in our life.
I don't even want to hear the story. I already know.
Oh, I know you do. And in that video, okay, we start off. So when we filmed that vlog, Jake had just gotten back from Nashville. He had left to go fight his like speeding ticket, which, by the way, I don't know if we'll ever see that video. It's been like 3 weeks. But that day that he had gotten back, I was raging when he was in Nashville because I couldn't take the dogs out. Because we couldn't find the e-collar remote. If you're new here, Ellie and Thea are e-collar trained. So basically everywhere they go, they're like spoiled and they're off leash. And they're so spoiled to the point where they don't really go on leash ever unless we're in public.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, the dogs did not have the remote. And I was telling Jake, and Jake swore up and down that I had it last. And
you
now
did.
We, no, no, stop it. Stop it. Okay. He literally made me believe it. And like, I don't get gaslit very easily because I remember things and I know things. Okay. I don't get gaslit very fast. But this time I genuinely believed it because only because our real estate agent had came over because we were signing some documents. And when she came over, I asked Jake to give me the e-collar remote and I had it. And so in the footage from our cameras after that, Jake took the dogs out without the remote. So I could understand how it made sense that I had it last. Right? Wrong. Because we're missing a key factor here. I never do anything with the remote that shouldn't be done. Look at you yapping. Hold on. I always either put it on the first floor or here on the, I have a little like electronics basket underneath my kitchen. By the way, Jake never puts it in there.
Because you never take the dogs out.
So I always put it in those places. And you know what? I really, really thought, damn, Nat, how did you fumble? So I turned this house upside down. You guys, when I tell you, like, I turned it upside down, I did. Couldn't find it. And I called Jake and I couldn't even argue with him because, like, it made sense. In the cameras, he doesn't have it and I have it last. Oh, no, sue me. So Jake comes home and I'm like, Jake, I need you to give it another look, bro. Like, I don't know where it is. He gives it another look. Nat, you lost it. Whatever. I am shamed on the Jadalee channel about how Nat lost the e-collar remote. She is so bad. I won, Nat lost, blah, 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 blah. Shamed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a day after we bought the remote, guess what happened?
You want to know the truth? It was like a couple hours before we went to Bass Pro. I just couldn't resist. I couldn't resist it, Nat. Like, seeing you wrong, it gives me adrenaline or
you made me
dopamine,
spend
whatever
$400 and you knew and you shame me? You publicly shame me?
Don't make me get on you about my Apple Card. You waste more than that.
Hello, you made me think that I had lost. Oh my gosh, I'm raging right now, actually. Guys, he really made me look so bad and he made me pay for it all for him to say, no, it was a whole argument, you guys. I dead ass was so upset. We had an entire argument. We're gonna run you through it because this is story of Nat's life. When he ends up finding the e-collar, he's like, look, it was in your drawers. That's how he comes down here demanding that it was in my drawers.
Bro, it wasn't in your drawers.
And he's like, it was in your drawer. But Jay can't lie to me. Like, he has this stupid ass little smirky face whenever he's lying. And I was like, I know it wasn't in that drawer because I checked the drawer. He's like, it was there. I said, what drawer? It's like the GoPro drawer. And I was like, no, it wasn't. Don't lie to me, Libra. I know it wasn't because I checked like three times. He's like, yes, it was. Okay, then don't believe me. And immediately he played that card. The, okay, don't believe me. And that's what that's when he's wrong every single time.
What? And you point out my tics?
Yeah, that was one of your tics because you immediately got defensive. Jake gets defensive when he's wrong, like everybody does. And then there was another thing you had lied about me that same day. He had lied to me and told me that he had gone to get my beans from the coffee shop in Nashville a certain day, except he didn't because when I asked him to show me them on FaceTime, he wasn't wanting to show them to me. He said, you don't believe me? You don't believe me? And he gaslit me into believing that he had
that's
the beans.
That's another red flag.
Oh my gosh, Jake, I might be dating a narcissist.
No.
A gaslighter. Guys, he really was like, you don't believe me? All right, then don't believe me. You'll see, whatever. And I just thought it was so weird because...
No, what I said is, if I show you them, I'm going to throw them away. And that's
Jake, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy, you guys. I am it with a manipulator.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Dude, wait, sorry to interrupt, but it's because, like, you told me to get on the night before, and I slept in. If I went, like, at that time, I wouldn't have made it to my appointment for the court, so I didn't want to
drive that
far.
I know that's what happened,
so
but like, you made me believe that you had woke up early and gone. I didn't really believe it, but I was like, okay, whatever. Didn't think much of it. Next day, he turns off his location, which, like, why else would you turn off your location? And then I call him, and I'm like, why'd you turn off your location? And it's like, oh, I'm getting coffee. And I knew immediately.
Like, I went to go to the spot to go get her beans.
And I was like, you just got them, didn't you?
And what made me more mad was that when I went to go get the beans, the most recent roast date of the beans was like a month and a half ago, which means the beans aren't going to be as good.
Mm-hmm. And he still had to buy them because he had already bought them. He could have texted me and said, Nat, they're not fresh. And he didn't have to buy them.
They were like $14, dude.
But he had to because he already had them.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, and then I ripped off the date when I brought them back.
Yes, he took off the roast date to make me believe that they were fresh because he had told me on the phone the day before that they were fresh. Guys, I'm telling you, this gets really bad. Anyway, the story gets deeper. So after that lie was first before the e-caller lie, right? So with the e-caller lie, he came downstairs and told me about the drawer. And I was like, nah, bullshit. I call bullshit on that. That's cap. And he really sat there gaslighting me. And I was like, you're lying. You're lying about this and you're lying about the beans. So admit to both right now. I was standing right there and he was standing on the other side of the counter.
No. You came down. You're walking down.
Yes. That's when I first started pressing you, but I was staring at you right there and I was like,
I was hiding by the trash can.
Right now, admit it and I'll let it go. I'll drop it. It was just, honestly, he was messing with my mental health.
Yeah, because you can't go with like knowing you're wrong.
It's not that I was, Jake, you made me believe I lost something and I knew it wasn't in that drawer. So I was going insane because you were like, it was in the drawer. But I flipped it upside down. And I was like, maybe I had a doubt in my mind that I had maybe missed it. But at the same time, I never miss anything. So I was like, nah, bullshit. So I tried to get him to admit it to me, you guys. And he was laughing. It was like the manipulative laugh. And I was like, Jake, tell me the truth. I'm losing my mind right now. I'm like, I'm being serious. Tell me. And he was just laughing like, why don't you believe me? Ha, 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 ha. Like, he was almost crying of laughter.
Dude, it's just so funny. Like, you catch me, bro. The last minute, bro, I was right at the finish line. And then your doubted ass mind has to walk down and be like, Jake, are you sure? And then I folded, dude.
It was
there.
So funny because I said, put it on my life. And guess what he did?
No.
Guess what he did? He didn't put it on anything. He said, I'm not going to do that. And I said, put it on your mom's life. He said, I'm not putting anything on my mom's life. And that's what I knew.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't put anything on anyone. Ever since I was young, bro, I would never put anything on anybody.
I'm going to not expose you and let you slide. And I'm not going to say that core piece of evidence, okay? Because if I say that, I'll end your career, Jacob Macias, as the manipulator. So he was like, just laughing the entire time, you guys. And I was getting really upset. Like, I was about to start crying. How upset I was because he was playing games with me. And I don't like getting games played with my mind, you guys. I was stressed. I was sweating. Like, it was really bad. It was like that moment where he was laughing in my face and he thought it was funny. But my brain was, like, doing backflips because I was like, am I really that dumb that I missed it? But I knew I wasn't, but also he wouldn't put it on his mom's life, and he also wouldn't tell me the truth, so I just didn't know.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic day that day.
And so I just went upstairs and I said, I'm packing up my things and I'm leaving. I wasn't gonna, but I was really upset.
Oh, you weren't gonna? You said if you don't tell me the truth. No, actually I was. She's like, if you don't tell me the truth, I'm packing my things and I'm not going to see you here tonight. And I was like,
fuck. Yeah, because I was so upset, you guys. I never do that, but I was really upset.
Do you want to talk about that one time?
Hold on. Let's finish this time. Okay. You piece of shit. I do remember that time. I never do this, but you guys, it was a mental game that I couldn't, like my heart was beating so fast. I just couldn't do it. And so I came back downstairs 3 minutes later and I looked at him. And he looked at me. He started busting out laughing. And I said, where was it? And he said, in my room.
It was like hidden on the corner of my desk where my monitor is. And there's junk there. So I'm like, if I tell her it's in my room, after I told her I checked 1,000 times and that it could never be in my room because she had it last, like my life would have been ended right there. My career, everything. And then bam.
You know, Jake, it's really not that bad though, because this is stuff that I expect from you. Like if you were just always right, or if you always put things where they went, or if you know,
you're the last one to talk about that.
Can you listen? Hold on.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
If you always did that, then it would be like, babe, it's fine. Like it happens to the best of us. But no, okay? You're the man who leaves his wallet anywhere. We're trying to rush out the door. You don't know where your keys are. Like, you see what I mean?
I don't have them on right now. I don't even know where they are.
That's my point. So, yeah, anyway, that was the moment I lost my mind.
Let's tell them about another moment that she lost her
mind. I don't know
mind.
Why I left that time. That time. That's the only time I've ever done that.
I don't either. I don't know why exactly either.
My pumpkin!
I must have done something very bad this time, because there was one time that Nat left the house, literally left to go to stay at a hotel because she didn't want to be here. She was like mad at me. I forgot what I did something pretty bad.
It was when we were living at our old apartment, and this was like the hardest era of our life. Like real talk, you guys, it was so hard because Jake was just like on like his worst behavior. I swear.
Wait, bro. Was it over there or was it here?
No, it was over there.
Okay.
No, ever since we've been here, we've been a lot there. Better. But that was the hardest year of our life, dead ass.
Okay, so I don't think we ever told this story. So Nat. Like pretty, I was probably like not cleaning and not helping around the house during this time. And she just got like fed up with it. So she ends up leaving in the middle. No, it was probably like going towards the night. She books a hotel. I did something bad. So she's not sleeping here anymore. And she storms out with like a little backpack or something of clothes. And she like turns off her location, stops sharing it with me and everything. I'm like, bro, where is she going, bro? And then I look.
Hang on, bro. You missed the core thing. Yo, I got my shit and I didn't know where I was going to go, and I couldn't go to my parents' house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was in the parking lot of Target with a little backpack of like one bra, like a shirt, no toothbrush, nothing. It was just like, I literally grabbed that stuff and I grabbed my laptop. No, I left my laptop. I think I just had my phone. I don't know. I just grabbed the stuff and I stormed out and I was like, I need to get out of here. I was so upset and I just sat in the parking lot and I just stared into nothing for like 2 hours.
And she was literally about to fall asleep in the parking lot. And I was like, bro, I'll leave. Like you can stay in the apartment and I'll go sleep in the parking lot or something.
Yeah. And I was going to sleep in the car. That was my entire life plan. Wait, was that the, hold on. And I was just going to do that. I was like, I'm done. I'm just going to sleep here. And then I got really tired. So then I booked the hotel on my phone, like right then and there. Bro, I need to invoice you for that. I was so upset. And then I just dipped and I turned off my location because I was like, I need my own space. And it was beyond needing my own space. It was more of, I remember. So yeah, you weren't helping me at all. And I felt really defeated. It's the first year of living together era. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
It usually takes longer for a lot of couples because usually you don't move in with each other for like the first 2-3 years and stuff. But in our case, it came a lot quicker. And then that was like the scenario. So she's booking a hotel, trying to find the hotel. And I have her computer in one of her rooms in the apartment, right? So her email's logged in, everything. Her location is on that computer. And she didn't even know. And since then, Nat changed her like Apple ID password because I knew it back then. So as long as I can log into Apple ID, I can find out where she is. So she's changed since then. I now I don't even know the password anymore, but
yeah.
I logged into her Apple ID on that computer and I see her location. I'm like, hold up. I'm trying to zoom in and like, because I don't know the streets very well at this point. And I'm like, hold up, where's this at? Okay. And then I copy the link. I mean, I copy like the location, put it in my maps, and then I route myself and it's like at a hotel that I know. And I'm like, got it. This is where you went. Fun fact, she went to go stay at the hotels that we would stay at when I was like coming over and visiting. But
yeah,
she booked it there, right?
So, and by the way, I only went there because I don't know any other hotels and I wanted to be safe. And yeah, that's like the safest area. One. Yeah.
So yeah, she ended up booking that hotel and I try to find it. I'm like scrolling through email, but it takes a while for the email like to reload and stuff. So I end up finding the confirmation and I was like, okay, good. She is at this hotel. So I call and ask what room number she is. And then I think the lady asked like for either your room number, or I don't know. She asked some like important information. So like no scammers trying to get into your room, and she didn't reply to me. So I was like, damn, like I just hung up. So then I tell Nat, I go to the hotel that she's at. I tell Nat, I'm like, I know your room number. Like, cause I didn't even know it. I told her, I know your room number. I'm going to come up to you. Just, come out and we can go back home. And then what happened after that?
That's so toxic, Jake. That's so toxic.
What happened after?
Well, I just packed my shit and I left.
Oh, you came back home?
Yeah. Because you told me you were going to bust in.
You know what? That's the thing that Nat needs to work on, because earlier today, yesterday, I was going to post a video on the couple's channel. And then she's like, wait, don't post it because I'm posting one on my channel. So I'm like, I was like, you just said that because you got a notification that your video was uploaded to the what is it called?
The frame.io,
which is what we use with our editors. And like, because we get notifications.
I fall for his bluffs.
Yeah, we get notifications when our editors upload the footage. So I told her like, oh, you got a notification just right now that you got your footage back. And then she's like, oh, how'd you know? And I was like, I didn't even know. To be honest, I was just making this up.
Yeah, I fell for the bluff.
Yeah,
honestly,
she fell for it.
I'm so annoyed. But by the way, guys, it was like 3 a.m. at that time. It wasn't like, I had left like at 9, I think. And then it was like 3 a.m. And I was like, bro, this guy's going to bust in. And then we're going to have real, no, I dropped my energy drink.
And then we're going to have real issues. But if I bust in, what?
I was going to be really upset. So I was like, all right, I'll just dip. So I got in my car and then I just dipped. Oh, and then he brought Ellie. That's another way he scammed me. He sent me a picture of Ellie. Remember that argument, actually, now that I like bring it back to my head. I don't remember a lot about that era in her life because it was just so like, not that it was bad. Like, I don't want to say it was bad because we had a lot of really cute moments and like it was really nice. And our arguments were never about other people, or it was never about disrespect. It was never about any of that, right? Like, it was never disrespect or anything. It was like the little things that are so little. Actually, me and Ellie were talking about this the other day because I was speaking to her about it and I was like, I saw these like TikTok threads where it's like, it's the little things that shouldn't matter. Like, for example, when there's a hamper and then instead of putting his clothes in the hamper, he'll like put it right next to the hamper. And it's something so little. Or like when he opens a drawer and doesn't shut it and he'll leave it cracked open. It's like, it's so little that it shouldn't matter, but it almost matters most than something bigger. Because if you know how easy it is to fix it and you know how upset it makes your partner and you still don't do it, you just don't care. And it's like flat out disrespectful. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I can say things about that, but I feel like anything that you do that like are the little things that I get annoyed about, I just like let them go away. Because for instance, she has a drawer.
That's the only one.
No, there's a couple, but like right now, that's the only thing that came to my mind. So right now, there's a drawer that we have for our seasonings, right? But she has them laid like slanting, and the top can come off as soon as you open it. The tops of the seasonings. So every time I pull out the drawer, seasonings like fall and like everything goes everywhere, and I'm like. And then she tells me, well, don't open it hard.
Yeah, he slams the freaking drawer. It's my organization. It's so cute. Guys, see, that's just not even a valid thing.
But like,
thing.
To be honest, no, it is a valid thing for me. Because so look at the hamper thing doesn't even have to be a valid thing.
What are you going to make me do? Re-add it into another jar? It's like, I think a valid thing. Yeah,
you had it in 3 jars before
which
that.
Which I
worked
also
perfectly.
Did the organization
and
for.
And it worked perfectly.
That I also did the organization for so that we wouldn't have cluttered seasonings. That's not a valid point. You want to know what's a valid point? What? Like when I make you get up when you're eating. That's like equivalent to what I'm saying.
Or when you make me get up when I'm laying down.
But that's it. Well, that's only me making you get up. It like my thing is the root of laziness. That's it. But for you, well, no, I guess yours is also the root. Yours is like the root of laziness. Cleanliness, organizationness. I guess that's cleanliness. You know what I mean? It's like, it's on the same scale. Like if you sit down, you always tell me how much that annoys you. Like when you sit down and I tell you, can you get me a fork or whatever? And I understand that. That's very like shitty of me to do. And I for sure need to work on it. But at the same time, I don't because like my man.
Give them an example though of like what you're talking about.
It's just like that. Like whenever I'll sit down and I ask for a fork.
Yeah, whenever we're eating and I sit down at the table, because she's always sitting. So I sit down at the table, and as soon as I sit down, I ask her not to tell me, like, to get her anything because that's my time to eat. And as soon as I sit down, dude, she tells me to get her water, get her fork, get her this and that. And I have no problem getting it for her. But the only thing is, like, I was up for like 5 minutes before you had your plate and your thing set down and everything. Like for the 5 minutes, you couldn't have told me.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. To, you know, I think that's a universal girl experience. Like, have you seen the TikToks where it's, I just always come back to TikTok because I feel like that's where everybody always comes together.
Yeah, the bed one.
But the bed one where it's like, oh, me getting into cozy about to ruin my man's day by telling him to get me water. Like, I think the same way that for men, it's a universal experience where you get to do the most annoying things, like leave the drawer open, not put your stuff in the hamper, like not organize things back. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like for girls, that's the equivalent. But you know, I saw this video where this girl was talking about how her and her man fixed this issue. And I just saw our friends do it where they'll make a notes. It's like a shared notes and they'll put the to-do list of that day and the things that are his portion. And she'll add everything that she wants him to do. And it's like a checklist and that she won't say anything because it comes off as nagging. And I can see that because I do feel like I was nagging you a lot because it's like the things weren't getting done. And I kept telling you until this day, I feel like I still nag you about these things. And it can come off as nagging and very annoying. So I can see where that frustration comes from the man. So she was like, through the notes, it's easier because it's like, it's there. And if you
because they don't hear your voice or what?
Yeah, because you don't have to repeat it.
That's so foul.
What do you mean?
I'd rather hear your voice, to be honest.
No, you don't, babe. Not when I'm the third time and my tone's getting higher because I've already asked three times.
Okay, yeah. Just write the notes if the tone's getting higher.
Because the tone gets higher every time I ask till I blow.
Like the wall behind, I mean, the wall over here, I've been asking you to do your part so I can do my part.
Oh, brother, I'm going to let that one slide. So with like the notes thing, they'll do the checklist and like she won't nag until it's checked off or like she'll say thank you, you know, until it's checked off. But if like a certain amount of days goes by and it never gets checked off, it's like, all right, you had your chance to not get nagged at and now you're going to get nagged at because I let you know forever ago. Our friends, she just like printed out a literal doc, like a Word doc. She typed it up and she put it right next to like the door so that he sees it all the time. And it sounds so like extra and unnecessary, but it's a really good way to choose peace. I think the dogs were a great thing to add to the mix because they add a lot more adversity. Okay, what are you trying to say? We're not having another argument, Jake. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it.
I love walking the dogs.
We're not adding another argument.
Okay, look, it's not going to be in an argument form, okay. But I love walking the dogs, but maybe we should do a date when we both walk them together.
Do you want brownie points? Is that what you want? Because these dogs are the way they are because of me. Okay? Because if it was up to you, they would be those bad educated dogs that jump on people, that run everywhere, that don't listen. But unfortunately,
I agree.
Okay. So why are you trying to make me seem like a bad deadbeat mom right here? I am a little deadbeat, but I'm a good mom. Okay.
I like that you accept the facts. See, that's what I was talking about earlier. She accepts the facts when they're facts.
You know, thank you for bringing up the next topic in my mind. I was going to talk about how, so you know how you left for Nashville?
Yes.
Okay. It was honestly a very good time for me and it was very refreshing to have that time. No, hear me out, bro.
I didn't say a word.
But your face. Okay, listen, go ahead. It was very refreshing because it reminded me that I can do a lot of things by myself. And I think every single time when you're here, I just become so codependent on you. You know, yeah. And I don't necessarily think that that's a good thing. I feel like I get really codependent on the things that you can do because at the end, I'm just like, oh, Jay can do it. And I just let you do it. And then I completely just don't have the same responsibilities. And while that is way more stress free, I feel like my life kind of takes a dip when I'm not doing these little things like taking the dogs out on a walk or when I'm not, which by the way, I always take the dogs out, but when I'm not doing these little tasks and I just find myself doing the same old things like the cleaning and the things that you usually don't put your hands into. And I think it reminded, I'm not trying to shade you. Why are you laughing? I just think it was nice because it reminded me that I can do these things and I have to stop being so codependent on you, you know? And it was like, now you can figure it out on your own. You need to stop waiting for Jake to do it.
Yeah, like she always, whenever you do lose stuff or misplace things, you always are like, Jake, do you know where this is? Help me find this. And then I don't see you looking for it. But if I wasn't there, you would be up and down. Like,
correct, yeah.
It's just like a little, those are the smallest things ever though.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's refreshing to have like that space apart because it just, both of us, it reminds us to be like independent and keep.
I think right now what you have a problem is just when you drive long distance, you hate it. And I think you need to work on that.
What do you mean? Are you talking about the argument we had about LA?
That's like one of them.
You're just saying this because of that. Okay.
But it's because it's pointless. Like, she wants me to drive her to LA, and then I just sit in the car for hours until she's done with her meeting.
Okay. Here goes my turn. You did. You could have totally not brought this up, but now you just, now I'm going to eat you up. That day, you guys, that was the day that our cars got towed because Jacob forgot to check our cars in, which was his only job to do at night. So our cars got towed, you guys, and I had a meeting the next morning in LA. Okay, when I tell you, like, this is important, a meeting. It's a really important business meeting. Yes, you told me you were going to go with me the night before. And so because he had got our cars towed, he didn't really have an option to make me upset anymore. I was already upset. So we go and pick up our cars, and obviously we Ubered to get our cars, and I didn't take my stuff with me because I thought that we had to come back to the house to drop off a car and then go back to LA. Except when we pick up our cars, he tells me, oh, do you want me to get you some coffee for your trip? You guys, when I fucking tell you, when I heard that, like, we had just picked up our cars and I was driving back and I thought he was following me. He's like, oh, because I'm already here. Like, I came to grab coffee and I'll just grab you some and I'll meet you at the exit and that way you can leave. That is so shady.
I told you the night before I wasn't going to go. That is so pointless. But listen, yeah, so she would have like left me in the parking lot for like 3 hours straight and I would have been like having, I wouldn't be doing anything, you know?
My meeting was 25 minutes. What are you talking about?
Oh, then why were you in the building for like, how long? You were there for like 2 hours.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because since I drove by myself, I had to find parking by myself. I had to walk through the entire building and I was 5 minutes late to my meeting because of your ass getting towed. And then I had to go up and it's like on the freaking 100th floor and it took forever to get my pass. The meeting was 25 minutes. Don't even get me started. And then I had to drive all the way back.
Anyways, what I want to talk about next is getting...
Hold on. I haven't finished here. So when I'm coming back, I was like, Jake, now I'm going to be late because you told me you were going to come with me. I could have just brought my stuff. He did me so dirty. He's like, I have to stay back and finish my room, which thank you for entering the next topic.
No, I don't want to talk about this. Please. Please.
You know the room that last week, if you guys watched last week's podcast, you know that this is the room that Jake has been working on. And he said, I'm almost done. One more day now. No,
I said two. But.
Oh, two more days. We filmed it on Tuesday. He said he was going to be done Thursday. It is now Wednesday and the room is not done. And that day that I went to LA, he literally told me, he said, I can't go with you because I'm finishing my room. I come back. You guys want to know what he did? Tell him.
I painted the wall and I took off baseboards of the closet. I also took off...
What wall did you paint? Because it's not your black wall.
It was the black wall.
Jake, your black wall was already painted.
No, it was that wall. I painted it black the night before, and then I line painted it the next day. No, you don't remember?
Okay, I'm
done. I might have the timeline wrong, but... I'm
not. Yes, you do have it wrong. It was already painted. You did nothing. You just took the baseboards off, and that's all you did. And that's why we had that whole argument, because I was like, Jake, what did you do for 6 hours? You said, oh, I took the baseboards off. And I was like... cry myself to sleep.
I don't know.
Next topic.
Anyways, yeah, so I think I'm the superior parent in the world. No, I'm just kidding. I think, like, veterinarians, a lot of them are scams because Thea was sick the other day, like 4 days ago, and she wasn't eating, she wasn't playing with her toys, and she was throwing up, like, liquids, and she was pooping blood. So I took her to the vet. It was, like, an emergency hospital. And for some reason, I had a $1,400 vet bill. And I come to find out, they do like 5 different procedures. They charge you for all of them, but like they don't even need to go to the 5th one. They can stop at the 3rd. And I asked her, I was like, because it's a $1,400, a $1,400 deposit. So they have the list of the procedures just in case they do them. And I asked her, if you stop at the 3rd one or 2nd one and like nothing's wrong with her, are you going to go on? And she's like, no. But come to find out, after the $1,400 deposit, whenever I get Thea back after all the procedures they did, I owed $27 more. And I'm like, they went through every single thing. Like, I told her my dog didn't get into anything because I know she doesn't get into anything when the pantry door is closed. And she still wanted to do the x-rays for $850. And then I also told her that, I don't know what else I told her. And then they did another procedure. And I was like, dude, I paid $1,427. And my insurance for her only covers $500. And I thought I had like the top tier insurance for the dog, like unlimited amount. I pay $1,200 a year per dog
for insurance. Oh, shit, that's a lot.
And, bro, like, I could have just paid the vet bill and I would have been good. I would have saved an extra $1,200.
Dude, you know, Jake, I don't like that you're being cheap with my dog's health right now.
Well, here it is.
You paid $800 for our cars being towed, and you're crying over...
That literal same week. Dude, I swear, the past week, I'm not checking my bank because... I have X amount of dollars gone, like, away. And then 2 months before that, another X amount of dollars. And then Oh, man. There's just a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff.
Dude, you know, that's actually funny. You'd be $700 richer.
$700 richer. So I only would have spent $200 because of deductible. You know, I would have got my $200. I mean, my $500 back.
Guys, Theo was really sick. So I don't like that Jake's being cheap right now we were scared, honest, you guys.
I would have dropped like any amount of money for Theo. But the fact
switch
that,
up is crazy.
No, but the fact that they actually went with all five procedures that they had to do when only two or three of them were necessary, which were the blood work and the medications. And I was just like upset that they charged for everything.
I think when it comes to that though, Jake,
so they do the blood work and then they come to me. Okay, nothing's showing up in the blood work. She looks fine. She might have like parasites in her. So then they're like, they'll send us home with medication. But then they take her back again and they do more stuff with her.
I think they were worried because, you guys, Theo was like pooping straight blood, bro. Like straight blood. And she didn't eat. She didn't stand up. She was so sick. Like so sick. And we were really scared. Like really, really scared. So I'm really glad that they did all the tests that they did. I know it was a lot of money. But imagine we didn't do a test because we were cheaping out on $100. And then what?
Yeah, I got mad about the insurance part mainly because they only covered $500.
Yeah, we need to figure that out because it wasn't like that before. I remember because Thea is the CEO of going to the vet and spending $1,000.
Yeah, like one of the times I remember they sent us $800 or $887 for one of like the things, either her or Ellie, one of them. And now the max that they could send is $500. They probably changed like the policy or something.
They probably did because insurances are just like the worst people in the world. Like insurances, dude, there's like roaches and then there's insurances. Like I'm being so serious. And add the people. Actually, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say add the people who sell the insurance in that mix too. But they're just trying to get their coins.
They know damn well, bro.
Yeah, they know damn well. But they're just trying to get their coins. So I get it. But it is very much like they're all scammers. Like it's fucked up.
Yeah,
it really is. Like all of it is fucked up. I didn't have medical insurance for the longest time ever, you guys, because #scams, and I was like, I'm not doing this. But then I was forced to get it. But if not, I wouldn't have got that shit either. When have I used it? And I pay so much money. I don't even say how much I pay a month for insurance, but I pay so much money, you guys.
But bones, like human surgeries and stuff, are way more expensive than dog ones, bro. You break a bone, it's probably like $1,000 or something.
Yeah, that's the only reason I was like, all right, fine, because we were doing like snowboarding stuff at the time, and I was like, oh.
And we still are gonna do snowboarding, so like it's just safe to have it. You never know with medical insurance. Plus, it's illegal not to have it in our country.
It's not illegal. You just get fined.
Oh, I thought it was illegal.
I guess it is illegal if you get fined.
That's why we should move to Canada. Speaking about Canada, we're going in a couple of days.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Canada this Saturday, and I'm so excited. We're going to go see the fall foliage. We're going to be exploring the entire country of Canada. Not the entire country of Canada. We're just going to be exploring a certain part of Canada.
Do you want to tell them where?
No. Yes, we could. No.
Come on.
It's the eastern side of Canada, somewhere on the eastern side, which I'm super excited for you guys to see. I never heard of this place before prior to us booking this travel, but I'm really excited because I think it's going to be really nice and we're going to see lots of fall colors.
Hopefully we see northern lights.
Isn't that on the other side?
Probably more towards like Alaska and stuff.
Anyway, we are going to close up the podcast here, you guys. Thank you so much for watching this episode and happy October. We are finally in spooky season. Make sure that you do all the spooky activities. Like, I mean, from the top. The pumpkin carving, the spooky pizza, everything. And if you didn't watch last week's Jadily vlog, make sure that you go check it out.
Before we head out, don't forget to stay tuned for Nat's gaming channel. Yep, she's going to be gaming. So if you're a gamer boy, gamer girl, you want to see her rage, go check it out. It's going to be coming announced very, very soon.
All righty. Bye.
Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.